Welcome to the Conversation Lab. I'm Don Schaefer. If democracy begins in conversation, then we need to nurture a culture where ordinary people like us routinely talk about those things that help us understand each other, whether it's about climate, race, religion, gender, or politics. When we're trying to make sense of our city and the world we live in, every question comes with a set of assumptions about the nature of ourselves and our place in a larger world. The Conversation Lab provides a safe place to talk about some of those things. This program is produced by CFRO-FM in Vancouver. It's available on air and online on various platforms, and we appreciate the help of Vancouver's community groups. Our guests for this episode of the Conversation Lab are Callie Wesson and George Pittman. Callie is the executive director of Variety, the children's charity. She brings to Variety a strong background in fund development, having worked with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and the Alberta Diabetes Foundation. George Pittman is a longtime friend, entrepreneur, designer, and friend of Variety. He's been a member of Variety for what seems like forever, and he's been the chair and on the board several times and loves what the organization does for kids. In 1927, the original Variety Club was formed by 11 businessmen involved in the entertainment industry in Pittsburgh. This group discovered an abandoned baby in one of their theaters and banded together to raise her as a team. This alliance developed into an organization that puts children first, and today, Variety now boasts 43 chapters in 11 different countries. And in British Columbia, in Vancouver in particular, the chapter was established in 1966 and so far has raised, I think, $30 million. So thank you both for coming. I'm curious about how long Variety's been around in BC.
1963.
It's a really old organization. I mean, for me, it's really old. And it goes back to the early days in Pittsburgh.
Yes, correct. And they basically found this baby, and the group of theater people decided, what are we going to do with this baby? So they decided to have a fundraiser, and they raised money and used that money to support this little baby's life. And so what they had to do, they had to come up with a name. And so she was found in the Variety in the Sheraton Theater, so Variety Sheraton was her name.
It is an amazing story, and it really just speaks to how we started in the history of Variety and kind of our connection to show business too, which has been an intricate part of our organization.
So let's talk about Variety in Vancouver. I came in contact with Variety when I worked for a radio station called CFOX. What's the difference of Variety then and Variety today?
I think Variety has evolved. It was a very grassroots charity, volunteer-driven. But the one thing I think that really speaks to Variety then and Variety now is that we have extremely passionate people that are involved. And now we have a great staff team. So when Variety originally started, it was grassroots volunteers. And now we've sort of professionalized, obviously, the fundraising field. So we have amazing staff that work to kind of drive our mission to raise money to help kids. So the passion is still the same, but the way we raise money is a little different.
I want to come back and talk about that, but George, your view of past and present?
Totally different, because we've changed to suit the times. We were a 100% volunteer-based organization, and as we got bigger and we hired an executive director. And as we grew a little further, we have hired some additional people, because the volunteer base just couldn't handle all the necessary things that have to be done from the government side, from the fundraising side, and from the donation side. You know, it takes time to verify if that application for X number of dollars is legitimate, and that's a big issue. So we've gone from a zero-based employee to a number of employees now, all having their functions of what they want to do, and incorporating the volunteers and we use the word staff, yeah, together, so that we work together as a team. And I think we've all found out in the last several years with our time is become very precious. And when we used to have a lot of extra time, because decisions didn't have to be made every time the phone rang, we would wait for the mail to come in and see what was the next question or the phone call. And now it's instant. So our time as a person or a volunteer becomes much more limited than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago.
I guess you've opened up a real can of worms here in this conversation, because what you're talking about are the pressures of most not-for-profits. In terms of somebody has a good idea, there's a cause, we start a volunteer organization at one point, maybe we become licensed, or we become a society, or we become a not-for-profit, and then we have to deal with the day-to-day dealings of that, and you do outgrow, or you can outgrow, a place where it's all volunteer-run, and it changes the dynamics and the focus of the organization. Dare I say, it almost has to be run like a business.
It is a business, and it's a charitable business, but you know, I go back into when I got involved in 66, if we wanted a fundraiser, we just went out and did it. We wanted to have a raffle, we just did it. And we didn't have to deal with all the different regulations from the point of view of government, getting a license to have that raffle, to the fact of all the necessary steps you had to do to make it legal. And it's from the point of view of the individual, from the confidentiality of information that we gained from people that don't, our donors. All that now has become a big issue and a privacy issue, and it takes a lot of time to make that fall within the guidelines of the government.
So I don't guess Variety is any different than any other not-for-profit that way?
No, it definitely is not. I think the amazing thing with Variety is we have donors across the province, and because we've been around for so long, we have so many donors. So that's also why we need people to kind of always be connecting and sort of letting people know how their donation has impact and that sort of thing. So that's another huge piece of it, is just being able to manage the amount of people who support our charity.
You know, one of the questions I have, and I'm curious, is, you know, Variety, the children's charity, can you break that down in terms of what that means? I mean, aren't there lots of organizations that help kids? And if there are, you know, why is Variety any different?
Well, Variety is really different from a lot of organizations that help kids. Well, first of all, we help kids with special needs. And secondly...
Okay, special needs. Define special needs.
So we use the World Health Organization definition of special needs. So basically anything from mobility to mental health. And so we touch all aspects of special needs. But really what makes us different, if you're a parent who, let's say, his child needs a wheelchair or needs a therapy, and you need that right away, you can come to Variety and you fit our criteria. It's really easy for you to apply and get what you need for your child right away. And so that kind of is what separates us right now. We've really been focusing on individual children. So I'll give you an example. We had one mom, and we fund many therapies, mobility, mental wellness, medical supplies, and that sort of thing. But we came to the point where I had a mom speaking at a donor event, and she shared this story. She had exhausted, her daughter had speech apraxia, meaning her daughter could understand how to speak, she just couldn't speak. And so she hadn't spoke by age 6, and her mom had actually given up on her daughter ever speaking because she couldn't afford speech therapy, which is one of the therapies we fund. And at that moment, she learned about Variety, and within 2 months, her daughter was in speech therapy. Within a year, her daughter was speaking. And so that's really, I think, what differentiates us from other charities, is we're really there for parents and for children to make sure that the child's able to thrive. So one of the things, when you have a child with special needs, you are busy as a parent meeting those needs. So whether that's taking your child to multiple appointments, whatever your child needs at that moment to thrive. So often parents are overwhelmed. What Variety really does is it takes the financial burden away from all those obstacles. So if you have a child, let's say, who needs... We had one child, and this is a great example, who after chemotherapy needed physiotherapy to regain her strength. Well, the mom had so many appointments that she had to go to, so many things going on with just dealing with, you know, obviously a child with cancer, but let alone trying to afford physiotherapy. We stepped in with a grant, and she was able to get the physiotherapy and regain her strength after chemotherapy. And that's a really good story. And another one that always really resonates with me is we had one child who had chemotherapy, or hemophilia, not chemotherapy, hemophilia. Okay. And he would have bleeds in his ankles, so he needed to be in a wheelchair half the time. Well, he didn't qualify for what would be a traditional, any funding for a wheelchair. So his dad reached out to Variety. And before that, though, he had the wheelchair he had. It was actually, his dad had found it at the Salvation Army. It didn't fit him. It was broken. And he was really having difficulty going to school. Once Variety fit him with a proper wheelchair and helped them get that wheelchair, he was able to go to school regularly, be more interactive, and that sort of thing. Another cool one, should I keep talking about all these?
Yeah, no, they're great stories.
Yeah, another really cool thing we do are the adaptive trikes. One of the things, when you're a child and you have a mobility challenge, it makes it hard sometimes to just, you know, be with your friends, be out in the park, doing all the things that kids do. And the adaptive trike is an amazing thing. So it's basically a trike that a parent can control from the back, or the child can ride on its own. But it really gives the child access to the freedom to be able to, you know, be out in the park to play and not be in a wheelchair or not be, you know, limited in terms of mobility. So those are just a few of the stories. I'm sure George probably has 50 odd or more years of them. But it's transformational, and really, like, every child, every family we help, it's a community we impact. I remember recently we gave away a Sunshine Family Van, so a mobility-equipped van, so a child in a wheelchair can easily, you know, go to school, go to the park, and do all the things that kids do with their family. But when we gave away that Sunshine Family Van, it wasn't just the family that was there. The school showed up. All the classmates were there. The teacher's aides were there. The teachers were there. It was a community event, because the community gets behind these kids. And really, that's what Variety is about. It's a family. And you know, we all get behind.
I feel really gifted to have you both here, because you offer so much perspective and years of experience of watching what Variety has done and how it's touched our community. George, you probably have a few stories.
I have a few stories. One thing I want to make sure that everybody understands, we are a BC charity. These kids come from every corner of British Columbia. So we're just not to the Lower Mainland. We stretch our tentacles out throughout the whole province of British Columbia.
Yeah, interesting you say that, because I've seen Sunshine Coaches in Kelowna. I've seen Sunshine Coaches, obviously, in Vancouver, in Victoria, and in other cities. Are there lots of Sunshine Coaches?
Yeah, we just gave away our, I think, 603rd Sunshine Coach. So it's a iconic British Columbian program. So, yeah.
And it started in England, and because it was taking kids out to the Sunshine, and that's how they became Sunshine Coaches. And but, you know, of all the stories that you end up having, and you know, through Telethon, for the numbers, the 53 years that we've been doing it with Global, every time you see somebody or some kid that you've helped along the way comes up and says, thank you, I guess that's my paycheck for my volunteerism. And I think the biggest story for me is that there was a Aboriginal young lady who was severely handicapped, had a very difficult time talking, and she'd gone out and raised a small amount of money. And she wanted to present it on telephone. And she came to the theater, and her sister wheeled her in, and she didn't have a time, but I went out and met with her, and we said, sure, we can find a home, we can find a spot for you. We wheeled her in, and she made the presentation, and I was fortunate enough to be part of that presentation. And she had a native carving of two wings. And she turned around and looked at me, to you, And the announcer says, no, to him. And to this day, that native carving is on the inside windshield of my car.
Wow.
And every time I get in that car,
you think of her?
I think of her, and she's signed the back of it that you couldn't read it, but it was her signature.
That's beautiful.
And to me, that is the greatest moment. And Callie, I don't know if you ever noticed it in the windshield of my car, but everybody asks me, what's that for? And I'm able to, as a introduce variety and say what I my volunteerism is about and why I do it.
Why you do it.
And I would have never had that unless it was for variety.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story.
How many kids or families have you touched in BC? Is there a number?
You know, we don't have an exact number, I think, of the number of families.
Thousands.
It'd be, if not tens. You know, if you look at all the organizational grants we did, even most recently, we helped start, we were the first donor, actually, for the Pacific Autism Family Network, which is transforming autism care in our community. So if you look at gifts like that Variety has done for to start organizations, the number is transformational. There's one story I always like to tell, and I'm sure George would tell it better than me, but Variety was intricately involved with the start of BC Children's Hospital. So if you look at that, and I'll let George tell us more about that, but if you think of Variety, just the impact that we had by starting that hospital and how transformational that has been for BC kids, the impact is not measurable.
Children's Hospital at that time was down on Oak Street, very close to Marine Drive. That's going way, way back. And Variety was involved in putting the seed money up. So if the deal, the government would come to the party, the other people would come to the party, if Variety put up $5 million as their contribution, we said, well, $5 million?
It's a lot of money.
At that time, it was a huge amount of money. And we were making just over that on a telethon. And so we, you know, again, rules, regulations weren't as tough today. So we said, okay, we'll do it. We'll have 5 years to raise $5 million. We raised it in 3 years. And that was the seed money that started the Children's Hospital as it is today. And I think the last time I counted or saw some numbers that we had put in a very close to $23 million into that facility on Oak Street.
Help me understand what that means. What does that mean to our community? By Variety taking a leadership position to say yes on a big ask from the government and from the hospital to reach that commitment, what kind of impact does that, I mean, what would have happened had it not, had you not stepped up? Would the hospital be what it is today? It's hard to know. But in light of what you've done, what's changed in our lives?
Well, you know, many, many organizations will come to Variety and say, would you give us X? Because if we get X from you, we'll get X from this guy and X from this guy and X from this guy. So I guess it's the credibility that Variety has built in the years that we've been around. And if Variety sees it's a good project, other people come to the party. So a lot of organizations have used Variety as seed money or seed funding, I guess, or of commitment. And I think that's important. Going back to Children's Hospital, obviously there would have been a Children's Hospital. Would it be in the same shape and form? Who knows?
Yeah.
But that five-year commitment, we did it, and we continue to support it.
So can you walk around the province or at least walk around the Lower Mainland and give us some kind of a visual representation of what Variety has touched? You mentioned the Children's Hospital. Are there other projects like that you've gotten to?
I don't want to use the Lower Mainland.
Okay.
I want to use the province of British Columbia.
Okay.
I would say that most of the child development centers throughout the province have been touched by Variety's donations. Either we've built them totally, Dawson Creek, you know, just one that comes to my mind because I happened to go up there for the opening and I still remember to this day. So we've touched that all around the province. People, kids that have needed help are all over the province that have come in with the support of Variety. The hospitals throughout the province of all sort in the NATO units are all got support from Variety. And I think one of the big stories is, again, why do I get involved? Well, my first granddaughter was born, and she wasn't as healthy as she might have been. So it was in Burnaby General Hospital. So we go up and we go down, and the baby's in an incubator. And what was on that incubator? Donated by Variety.
Wow.
And I remember that to this day. And, you know, their nurses are saying, well, you know, we don't have a microwave, and we need a microwave. And so I went to Variety, and 2 days later...
They had a microwave.
They had a microwave.
Nice.
And, you know, so those are the little touching stories until it really touches you and it makes your heart go boom.
Yeah, having had a number of kids go into the hospitals for different things, you do notice, you know, where the equipment came from, or what they need or what they don't have, and what you can do to help. So the question I was going to ask you is what makes you do it, and you just told us. Callie, I'm curious, why do you do this work?
I've always been passionate about helping kids, and for me, growing up, I had lots of friends who had special needs. One of my best friends was blind. I had another great friend who was in a wheelchair. So growing up, I always... just really kind of embraced helping other kids, and then now I have a 3.5-year-old son who's doing great, but just as a mom that want to help other moms and dads who, you know, are struggling, you know, with the day-to-day with their kids. Sometimes having a special needs kid isn't always easy, and anything that, you know, Variety and all of us can do to help those parents, I mean, it's... being a parent is a hard job. Being a parent of a kid with special needs is, in many cases, even a harder job. And so whatever we can do to relieve that burden for the parents, for me, is personally important. But also just seeing smiles on kids' faces and seeing, you know, the impact and just, you know, the milestones that they hit thanks to Variety.
Do you think there's a neighborhood in BC or in Vancouver that's not touched by Variety?
No. Somewhere along the line in the last 50-some-odd years, every community has been touched somewhere. And I can remember going out and with the television crews going to different areas that I didn't even think Variety had touched. And sure enough, we had a story of how Variety had helped this particular family. And I would say every community has been somewhere along the line touched in through a family, or through an organization, or the use of a sunshine coach, or whatever fits the criteria of helping kids.
I remember asking you a question a couple years ago when we were building a Vancouver radio station in the downtown east side. How do we get kids out of the downtown east side into the sunshine and into the hills? And you told me, well, we already have a program that does that. So you were proactive and very much ahead of the curve. And I was surprised that even the downtown east side has been touched by Variety in a couple of different ways.
Well, on the way down here this morning, I passed 2 sunshine coaches.
Yeah.
So I was stopped in traffic, and so were they.
Yeah, it's a nice compliment to the organization and to the work that staff and volunteers do to reach out into all of our different neighborhoods. Callie, I'm curious, what's a day like working at Variety? What's it look like? As the executive director, how many staff do you have?
Just over 20 now. So it's a
busy... Is that considered big by not-for-profit standards, or pretty average?
It's pretty average, I would say, for the amount of money we raise.
Now, coming to George's point, coming from zero, all volunteers, to 20 paid staff is a bit onerous. It's cumbersome.
Yeah, I mean, we run another program that's included in that called the BC Family Residency Program. So basically, any child who is out of the Lower Mainland who comes to BC Children's Hospital, we actually work with the government to find accommodation either at Ronald McDonald House, Easter Seals, or any of our partner hotels. So that's another piece of...
So I just want to drill down in that for a minute.
Yeah.
So if my child has an issue and I live in Kelowna, for example, and I need to come to BC, I would contact you?
Yes, you would contact our office.
And you would help my family help find accommodation?
Yes, we would. And okay. So that's you know, I mean, that program, to run that program takes about five staff. So that's a busy program.
Well, it's a big deal.
And it's a big deal.
It's a real hardship for families to have to leave Kelowna or any other part of BC and come to Vancouver.
Yeah, so that's a huge, huge piece of what we do. And then our individual granting program, what George was talking about earlier, just reviewing those grants, connecting with those families, that's a huge piece of what we do. And then fundraising. We fundraise throughout the province. So we have staff based right now here, but, you know, working with donors throughout the province. And that's kind of we actually can do a report. It's kind of nerdy, but you can actually see donors, you know, in northern British Columbia. You can see donors in the Kootenays, and, you know, really there's not a spot in British Columbia where people don't give us money. So it's amazing. It really is a province support, a group of people in our province supporting people in our province. And I think, to me, that's been the most powerful thing. I've been at Variety now for 3 years, but just to see how it is the province coming together to help these kids.
What are some of the key issues and challenges you face?
I think the key issue is always being relevant and always being innovative. And, you know, I mean, we all know the not-for-profit market is very saturated right now. So, you know, Variety is great because we have this name that's known thanks to our telethon and our history. But, you know, we always want to be doing new innovative things so that you stay interested. We want to be telling the stories of how we impact. We also want to be looking at new ways we can help kids, you know, whether it's the next BC Children's Hospital or Pacific Autism Family Network. What is the next thing, the next gap in British Columbia where we can step up and help out? So to me, those are things.
I think we should have a kids' radio show.
That would be awesome.
We're going to have to talk to the folks at Co-op.
But you know, if you think about a business, and the bottom line of a business is that it has to stay ahead of the times. You've watched the grocery store change their concept to suit the market or
sure.
where they are.
Yeah.
Well, we're constantly looking at new ideas.
I really like that story about funding for refrigerators from the federal government, but we won't go there.
Yeah. Yes. You make the commitment and don't produce. But we're always looking for doing something outside the box. And I guess my motto all along, if you don't try it, you don't know if it does work or doesn't work. And, you know, we developed a program to help the Sunshine Coach program, where if you donated $1,049 or $47, you got your name on a Sunshine Coach somewhere in the province.
Right.
And we'd send you a picture, blah, blah, blah. And that was a result of why $1,047? Because our branch, we call them tents,
yeah.
is Tent 47.
Okay.
So that's Tent 47.
There's the connection.
And then we could easily isolate those donations in that amount through the computer and be able to find out the name of the person, where they lived, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm not sure how to frame this question, but it seems to me, and it's just maybe my perception, that Variety has in some ways been lost in the crowd of not-for-profits since the 70s when George and I first met and we were building a Sea Fox Kids Park to today. And I'm thinking it's something that Callie said about there being so many not-for-profits now, and the market maybe being oversaturated. Are there too many not-for-profits?
I don't think there's too many not-for-profits because I think there's so much need in the community. But I think as a not-for-profit, you really have to define what you do and make yourself unique so people want to support you.
So would that be my perception or the issue?
You know, the hardest part in the years that we've been around is letting people know what we do. And that takes time and effort. And it's the hardest thing, you know, who is Variety? People are in the elevator, they see their little emblem, they say, yeah. What's that? And we say, it's Variety. Well, I got 10 seconds to tell them the story of Variety. But, you know, out in the media world, and everybody how do you get the message out what you do? And that's a very difficult problem with this, as so many non-for-profits, because we're all trying to do the same thing.
And one of the challenges is, do you spend the money on advertising and marketing, or do you spend the money on the work that the organization is supposed to be doing?
We try to spend it on the kids.
It makes perfect sense.
I think the great thing now, too, about just we live in a world of social media, and media is changing, and podcasts and all those things. So it really gives us a unique opportunity where we also have to educate ourselves how to sort of be relevant in that sphere. And that's something that I think Variety's done a pretty good job at as of late. Kind of, you know, one of our board members is Miss 604, so she's given Rebecca Bolwit, she's given us tons of advice on how do you access that market of people online, right? So for our telethon, for example, now a metric is no longer how many viewers just did we have, how many donations. It's, oh, guess what? We trended number one on Twitter for telethon. And that's, so it's, you know, we have to, as a not-for-profit, adapt to that sphere too. So and that's a very inexpensive sphere to kind of deal in, but it also is something that you have to be quite knowledgeable and know kind of how to influence. But we've seen some of our campaigns, because of just being social media savvy, where we've raised an extra $40,000-$50,000 because we have learned how to use those channels. We're not experts, but we're learning with everyone else.
So you've really come a long way from Pittsburgh.
A long way from Pittsburgh, and a long way from being a bunch of volunteers in the basement of Labatt's Brewery, where we would have our meetings.
I remember that, yeah.
And just doing what we wanted to do and not worry about the rules and regulations.
Can you talk about some of the projects or programs, specific programs that Variety has?
So I can talk about...
You talked about Sunshine Coaches.
Yes.
Are there other programs?
Yeah. One of the great programs I think that no one knows about that we run is something called Variety Cares. And that's a program where we actually give hospitals, depending on their size, money, so that when families need things immediately, a child needs something immediately, they don't need to apply to Variety. The social worker or the care worker or the nurse can allow them to get that. And I can give you one example. I was talking to a social worker at Surrey Memorial, and there's a bit of a gap between when moms who are lower income kind of can get help from social assistance. And so they aren't allowed to really let a child leave the hospital unless they have certain things. And this was in the NICU, which was funded by Variety. But the mom needed feeding supplies, feeding tubes, because it had been a premature baby, and diapers and all that stuff. And because of the Variety Cares Fund, the mom was able to get those things so she could take her baby home and, you know, be successful. And so Variety Cares program is there for families, and it's really transforming, I think. Gives the hospitals an ability to really just help families and children when they need it most.
So is it set up in one hospital, or is it set up
across the province? Okay. Yeah, so it's across the province, and it's just, we've had really good success with that program.
So hospitals could access it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's a really innovative program that Variety runs, because again, one thing I think that's unique about Variety is we definitely identify the gaps and we fill them in terms of care for kids. So whether that's, you know, we always had this tagline, steps in where healthcare ends, or something like the Variety Cares program, where there is just that gap that no one's funding, Variety comes in and helps out. So that's something that's really unique about Variety.
So where are the gaps today?
You know, there are a lot of gaps, I think, obviously, in our healthcare system after kids kind of leave. But, you know, there's the therapies are all, when you have a child who needs speech therapy or occupational therapy or physiotherapy, there's definitely gaps there. There's gaps, you know, we just saw the government recently start covering hearing aids for kids, but that was a huge gap that Variety had covered for years and years. So it's evolving and it's changing, but we're always there to meet. Our responsibility is to really learn what those gaps are and how we can best fill them.
Because our radio station is in the downtown east side, I'm thinking about the kids in the hood. and how we help them. Are there things that Variety can do or does?
Oh yeah, definitely. So even things like tutoring, we help with tutoring when, if you know, one of the things we all know is if you have a child with dyslexia or any of those things, and kids don't get help right away, it not only affects their self-esteem, but affects their success in school and so on. So Variety is there definitely helping kids in this community with any of the therapies. One of the other things that's happened in the past few years is post-traumatic stress disorder for kids. So we had a child who almost drowned in a swimming pool. And that's something that's, you know, obviously very traumatizing, but there wasn't the funding for that child to get the mental health support that child needed after. So Variety stepped in. So there's been a few definitely in this area where we have definitely helped out. And then, as George mentioned, the Sunshine Coach Program, the YWCA we've helped, and I think the list goes on.
There's one area, Kelly, that probably a lot of people in BC don't understand. We also have a program called Variety at Work, where we'll take kids out on outings. Grouse Mountain every year sponsors a day of the kids coming up to Grouse Mountain and walking around, seeing the bears, seeing everything that goes on out there. Almost totally funded by corporations and some of Variety. We have Boat for Hope in June every year, where we take out 500, 600 kids on boats, and we ask the boat owners, the larger boat owners, if they would participate. And there's some rules.
Pretty hard to say no.
It's pretty hard to say no. And my friend, who has a large boat, we all dress up as pirates and play the game as pirates. And as we go out from the Royal Van and out underneath the Burrard Bridge, there's out stations where all the pirates are coming to attack the boat with squirt guns, and the Vancouver fire boat comes out, and the police boat comes out, and of course the kids have on the boat, they have a big bucket, and they've got their big fire squirt guns. And then these outstations come out with gifts for the kids, and
they have fun.
And they have fun. And, you know, that's all part of having kids having fun. And I would say, from what I've seen, 100% of the kids have never been on a boat.
So it's a great opportunity.
So they see that. And a lot of parents have never been on a boat, you know, the larger boats. So that's one area. We also have a picnic in the park. And Callie, fill me in on any other ones that I've missed.
I think that's really important, because one of the thing with Boat for Hope and with the picnic in the park and our Variety Christmas party that we do for kids, is it really gives kids the ability to just be kids, and it provides kind of a safe place and an easy place for parents to take their kid if the child has autism or any special need, where there's no judgment. It's just it's a really safe place. It's a fun activity. We have tons of volunteers who come out and support the kids, and it just is really promotes inclusiveness, which is so important in this day and age.
How do people find you? Online?
Online.
So I know you're on social media.
Yeah.
So variety.ca?
www.variety.bc.ca.
Okay.
So that's our go-to. 310Kids is our iconic telephone number that's been associated with Telethon since, I'm sure, almost day one. So at any time, you can call that number.
Not quite day one.
I'll not quite, that. Okay.
Day
so,
two.
Day two. Yeah. So there's, you know... yeah, and you know, one of the things we're also doing is just creating a network of parents to support other parents, right? Variety families often identify with each other and support each other, and that's something that's really great too.
So the question I have is, if this radio program and podcast plays to someone who's never heard about Variety, the children's charity, what would you say to them if they have a child that could benefit from the work you do?
I would say visit our website, give us a call, and we will do anything we can to help you.
Anywhere in BC.
Anywhere in BC.
Star, just 310 Kids.
310 Kids.
Is a free call donated by the...
TELUS.
TELUS and Rogers, I think, no? Yeah. And you just 310 Kids on a cell, on your cell phone or on your on the cell phone, and we'll see if we can help you. You know, similarly, if you've got, you want to get involved and you want to help us help kids, then we would love to talk to you with our special events and see maybe there's an event that we can work together on and raise some money for your community.
I think the thing that overwhelms me is the overwhelm that a parent feels when they're dealing with, you know, the normal stresses of life, and then they have a child that requires special attention and they don't know where to go. And it's important that they reach out.
Yeah, and that's what we're really here for, is to really make that journey for the parent as easy as possible, and so that they can see their kid thrive and be a kid.
What's the fundraising challenge for you?
I think the fundraising challenge is really just identifying new opportunities for people to give, looking at new innovative things. One of the things we've done recently is we had a gala that was in downtown Vancouver, and we've moved it out to the Fraser Valley, so it's in Cloverdale. And that's been really unique, really interesting.
Is it still a gala if it's in Cloverdale?
It is. It's a little more of a casual gala, okay, and we have Dallas Smith there. I'm hoping to wear cowboy boots.
Okay, cool.
So it's more of a fun event, but again, it's, you know, kind of looking at doing things a little bit differently. And what's been interesting about that event is the event did fine in Vancouver. We moved it out to the Fraser Valley. Well, we sold out way in advance. The uptake has been amazing. The community has just gotten behind it. And so it's exciting. So that's one of the things, I think, is just always trying to find those new opportunities or those new moments of giving.
When I was on your website, I saw a number of events, including the Sun Run, which I didn't know Variety was part of.
Yeah, so that's one of our third-party events. So we get involved. That's the other amazing thing, is not only do we have amazing donors, but we have amazing people who actually throw events for us to help kids. And the Sun Run is one of those events that if you want to get involved with, you can fundraise for Variety. And our staff has actually put a team in to get involved and to raise money. So it's going to be fun. I unfortunately am away that week, so I will not be running in the Sun Run, but I think we have a team of about 5 or 6 staff members as well participating.
Any other events coming up that we should know about?
I think the Boat for Hopes are coming up, which are great. My favorite new event for Variety actually happens in September or October, and that's Variety Week. This year we did a really cool wrap party in Robson Square in Vancouver. And basically what Variety Week is global news profiles a story about a kid every newscast. And we wrap it up with a big celebration. But we were the first organization to put a Ferris wheel in downtown Vancouver in Robson Square. And so that's something that I think was really cool and innovative, but also helped us raise more money to help kids. So.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
You look like you're about to say something.
Me? George? Yeah. No, I'm tongue-tied. But, you know, I just think that we appreciate everybody that helps us. And can't we do one event with Buy Low Foods, which is the vintage market? And a lot of people think it's only for Variety members. No, it's open for anybody, where you can go into the Bayshore and you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's at the Bayshore.
At the Bayshore, yeah. And there's a grocery store set up there. It's all stocked by Bilo. Now, Bilo doesn't buy the product; they go to their suppliers. Suppliers donate the product. They sell it at vintage prices, and I can tell you, a case of Coke for $2 is a good price. And 100% of that money from that vintage market goes to Variety. We also have an auction, we have a breakfast, and so on and so forth. But it's a Sunday morning, and I don't remember the date this year, but on the website it'll be there. And if you want to participate and come down and have fun, I can tell you we stock up on meat, almost.
Yeah, I guess so.
And groceries and all those good things.
If you're
things.
One of those people that are still eating meat, but that's a whole
no, other discussion. No, this guy is, I can tell you. But anyways, this is just another fun way. And over the years, we've used innovative techniques. And I'm going to use some techniques to raise more money.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, that was a question I was going to come to, because whether it's Co-op Radio, and I hope Brian McKinnon is listening, or whether it's another not-for-profit, you have to have these conversations amongst yourselves. But I'm assuming you have these conversations with other not-for-profits or organizations that are meeting or facing the challenges of fundraising. Those are those are challenging events.
Well,
there's a lot of moving parts.
But it's been going on now for 33 years. And we've taken the original event and multiplied it and changed it to suit the times. And so, again, that's trying to be innovative and doing something different. I don't know of anybody else that does an event like this. It's, number one, fun.
Okay.
And you
raise money.
And we raise money. If I hear somebody that wants something, I'll go to a supplier and see if the, you know, come on, the answer to this question is very simple, I would say to them. It's yes. If it's no, you're not getting any more of my business.
Yeah.
Would you like to donate a carpet?
Callie, I have to think that the organization is full of challenges and opportunities for you. And how do you balance the two? How do you take the best of what you've inherited and work with that and the people that come with it and go forward?
Well, I think the one number one thing that we all have to do as new people to Variety is respect the hours, the time, the history of the organization and everything that everyone's
put
into the
organization. It's a strong legacy.
Oh, yeah, and it's an important legacy. Without that legacy, my job would be completely impossible. So really playing, really paying attention and making sure we don't lose things like the vintage market, because that's such an important part of a unique thing of Variety, but also kind of working to move things in new directions and to engage new people, to get new people excited about the cause. I mean, it is such a balance, but that is something that is always a little bit of a challenge, but then it's also an opportunity because we have the history that, you know, there's not often I go into a meeting in British Columbia where I don't say the Variety Club Telethon, and it's now Variety the Children's Charity, that someone hasn't grown up with it or they don't know it. So we are lucky as a not-for-profit to sort of have that history. But in this day and age, we also have to be innovative. We have to be connecting with new people. We always have to, part of my job is really getting people more interested in what we do. So I spend a lot of time meeting with new people, talking about Variety and trying to encourage them to get involved, because, you know, every time you get a new person involved, they come with new people and that's how you grow. And, you know, and also looking at some of the stuff we've done, like the gala I talked about that we had in Vancouver, that was a good gala, but now it's an amazing gala.
It was time for a change.
Yeah, it was time for a change. So just recognizing when there is that time for a change. And, you know, it's been fun. We just went through a strat planning session with the board, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And you know, there's lots of cool things about to happen at Variety. And I'm excited to be, and I know the staff, and I think the volunteers and members and board, we're all excited because the future's looking good, and it's fun to be on something that's on a, you know, on a moving forward, innovative track, right?
So on that happy note, how do you deal with failure? How do you deal with the things that don't work?
Don't do them again.
Don't do that. Well, yeah, and I think, yeah, you don't do them again. And, you know, it's good to fail, because every time you know, you don't want to fail in everything, obviously, but, you know, a mistake or, you know, something doesn't work out the way you thought it was going to, it's a lesson. And, you know, we always look at, you have a path, and, you know, every time something doesn't work or there's an obstacle, it sort of puts you in a new path that might be the right path. So that's fundraising. Anyone who's done fundraising, you can have the perfect plan and think, okay, this is going to work. And then, you know, one thing leads to another and you're on a different path. But you know what? That path works. So it's all good, right? So,
you know, a number of cases where we've had fundraisers and we've had new ideas and we've tried them and they failed. I don't like using the word failed, but they haven't worked out as well as we expected.
It's a more gentler way of
saying.
Yeah.
And so you take, okay, why didn't that work? and what, how do we tweak it to make it work? Because, you know, there's really no new fundraising ideas. They're all basically
variations on a theme.
On the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Can Don Schaefer give me $100?
Mm.
What am I going to inspire Don Schaefer to give me $100 for? Now, would you like to give me $100 now?
Creating opportunities
that's
to give.
That's
George
very
Pittman.
Good. That's very well done. Yeah. So see, that's what he did in 1970.
Yeah, it's the strategy.
That's
it's
how
great.
He did it. Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
It's easier to say yes than it is to say no.
It's true. It is.
Yeah.
So what's the question I haven't asked you?
Why am I a volunteer at Variety?
I think you answered that, but let's go there.
I'm been now 53 years being a volunteer. Because it's the satisfaction. The people I meet, I would have never known you if it wasn't for Variety.
That's true. Yeah.
I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet the Royals if it wasn't for Variety. All these people around the world that we go to conferences and meet, I wouldn't have known those people. I wouldn't have known so many different people that have been touched, what we have been involved with Variety, if it wasn't for Variety. So I think this is, you know, part of being a charity, if it's Variety or any other charity, is meeting new people. That's the most rewarding thing for me. So if a person wants to get involved in a charity, well, be prepared to meet new people. Have new friends. So many of our friends today, my wife and I, we've met through Variety. You know, we both were involved in business. Yes, we meet friends in business, but sometimes business friends don't stay as close as a volunteer friend. So if someone's out there listening and they want to get involved and they want to meet new people, get involved in a charity, and we'd welcome you at Variety.
Callie, how about you?
I think for me, the question that hasn't been asked is, what are you most excited about in the future? And I think for me, it is, I feel like we are the vessel to help transform lives of children or change lives of families. And for me, that's what excites me most. I feel like, you know, with all the things we have planned, in the new STRAT plan, that we'll be able to raise a little bit more money and we'll be able to really, really impact people in new ways. And I think for me, that's what's exciting is being able to make that difference.
There's a pretty short connection between the amount of money you raise through all those different fundraising efforts and how many kids and families you can touch or work with.
Yeah, and I think, too, with our granting program, it's all about innovation and finding new ways to fund. Even you look at something like the Take a Hike program is a program we funded, which is an alternative high school for kids with challenges. And that program is another one we were involved with really early, and it's now evolved. They've opened a new campus in Surrey. It's become really a transformational program. So just being involved with stuff like that when it's kind of at the beginning and seeing things grow, or that child you give the first grant to, and then two or three grants later, you see how much the child's benefited and the family. That to me is really exciting.
One of the questions I didn't ask that I'm curious about is Variety the children's charity? When are you no longer considered a child, and when can you no longer help a family?
At age 19, so similar to being an adult in British Columbia, as soon as you're 19, you're not able to apply for a grant from Variety, but up until that point, you are.
Doesn't necessarily mean the family still need help.
Yeah,
that's correct. But you know, we've been fighting that question ever since we started. But it's something that we've been fighting for over 50 years. So what is a child under the age of 19?
Yeah, I would think that there'd be a couple of questions like that that would keep you up at night, that have followed the organization from inception in terms of, you know, who's deserving and who's not, who should get the money, who shouldn't, what can we give, what can't we give? Those are really hard questions.
Yeah, and that's definitely part of kind of my responsibility is to really keep on top of what we need to be doing, and our Heart of Variety Committee and our board, just, you know, really understanding the need in the community and engaging experts who can give us that perspective as well.
Is that the toughest part of the job, do you think?
Well, I love the fundraising part of it.
Yeah.
And the creative side of it. That's my love.
But the hard part is to pick who's more deserving.
That's very difficult.
Yeah.
And
when we were back, we didn't have as many staff. We would, as volunteers, go out and meet with the different organizations, and we weren't doing as many individuals at that time. But what makes that organization, and we qualify for Variety's help? And to say no is a very difficult question, very, very difficult to do. And
it's easier when you've had a good fundraising year, and more challenging when it's tight.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And, yeah. You know, I mean, it is hard, because I think life is harder, and it's harder for, you know, parents. So when you have to, you know, not grant something because they don't fit the criteria, it's really difficult, you know, when you know that that person's struggling.
So we have to help you find more money. George just got $100 from me, so nicely asked.
It didn't hurt, did it?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but that's okay. You know, it's. I know where the money goes, and I know how great the cause is. So we just have to help you find more money. So again, if people want to find you at Variety, social media. So you're on
Facebook, Twitter. Instagram, Twitter.
You've got them all
LinkedIn.
Covered.
We have them all covered. We just don't have Snapchat right now.
Okay,
it's not our demographic just yet. And then, you know, www.variety.bc.ca. And as we mentioned, 310 Kids. You can always call us. And if you want to make a one-time donation, you can text Kids to 345678.
I really want to thank you both for taking the time to come and see us in Vancouver's downtown east side. I love you both dearly, because I've worked with you and we've known each other for years, but I really appreciate the perspective and the passion you bring to Variety. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity, too.
We've been speaking with Callie Wesson and George Pittman of Variety, the children's charity. You can find out more about Variety on social media and at variety.ca. This has been another episode of The Conversation Lab. The Conversation Lab is produced in Vancouver's downtown east side on the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Our thanks to them and the many not-for-profit organizations and community groups for their support of this radio program and podcast. If you enjoyed it, please don't forget to support your local community or campus radio station. Also, if you know of anyone or an organization with a story to share, please let them know about us. We can be found at cooperadio.org or theconversationlab.ca. The Conversation Lab is magically produced by Kimmett Sacon. Thanks, Kimmett. Thanks for joining us. I'm Don Schaefer.